You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hekinga, tēnei waiata, ko te tokutoru, ngā kai waiata. We have got the front man of Te Tokutoru in the studio right now. Kia ora, Arahi, how are you? The front man. How's it going?
I'm good, yeah.
Hey, it's lovely to have you up here ahead of a gig this weekend with Te Tokutoru, which is your new project alongside, of course, the Arahi, solo stuff and Pony Baby, we should say, with Jasmine. Tell us about Te Tokutoru. Who's in the crew and how did you guys all come together?
I like talking about this, actually. I always like it when people ask me. Tokutoru, this sort of came together out of chance, I guess. We, right after the floods that happened in Hawke's Bay, Nikita from Kita put on this sort of fundraising or awareness-raising gig at San Fran in Wellington, and asked me to do something. And I'd never played with those, or in that configuration before. Mm-hmm. I'd never played with Iraya, our drummer, Iraya Whakamoe. And sort of just threw this thing together, and we just sort of turned up on the day, had a play, and went for it. But then afterwards was like, we sort of got off stage like, man, that was pretty cool.
That's the ideal, when you're sort of like, oh, let's do this thing, it'll be fun, it'll be for a good cause, and then after you're like, maybe there was a little bit of magic in that, and we could dig into that a little bit more.
Yeah. It was just like lightning struck or something, you know? We're just like, oh, yep. Because, I don't know, even in the rehearsals, we were like, yeah, this is great, this is cool, and then I think after the show, it was just like, this is like, next level for, well, for me anyway.
Yeah, it felt right.
Maybe they hated it.
I'm sure they had fun because you guys then have obviously recorded this track. Yeah. And pretty flash credits on this. You got old mate Troy Kingy on the producer seat there.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was great. I mean, I had a few producer ideas in mind when I had we put the track together. Troy was at the top of the list, and his whole vibe and his whole kaupapa was like right on for the track.
Yeah.
And for the group.
Yeah.
And for us as musicians and people. So that just happened really naturally. It was just like super easy.
Totally. There's no one. I mean, I feel like the sound that Troy's got is so distinct now. What I really like is it brings out sounds that you guys have got already sitting in the configuration of Te Toku Toru. He's really good at pulling things to the front and making it sort of shape it really, really nicely. But you're all such storied musicians yourselves in the group that it feels like this is kind of like a natural collection of puzzle pieces that just clicked into place almost when you brought Te Toku Toru together. What is Te Hekinga about? What's the song talking about?
Well, yeah, I guess firstly I have to mention my sister who wrote the lyrics to the song. It's sort of the beginning of us working together on my music, in music terms. And I sort of had a vague idea of what sort of direction I wanted the song to go in, and my sister Piana, like, took that to another level. And yeah, I sort of wanted to express with Te Hekinga, sort of honour these musicians who I've looked up to in the past, like Māori musicians, like all the way like way back to Tamarinata, and then more recently like Aaron Tokuna and Weta and Hori Buzz and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Te Hekinga sort of talks a lot about being descendants in a broader sense in Te Ao Māori, but when I sing it, I always think about those other Māori musos and stuff that I've sort of looked up to. And it sort of says, we see what you've done and how you've paved a sort of way, and we're here now kind of thing.
That's really awesome. And it feels like the start of something really cool for Te Toku Toru. What's next? Obviously, playing a show this week is pretty special. You're going to be at Big Fan to celebrate this single. That's this Friday, the 6th of October. Tickets are from Banished Music. I would run to get those tickets before they disappear. But what's next for you guys as a crew? Are you going to do a bit more studio stuff? Are you going to try and play some more shows? What is the kind of direction you're feeling?
Yeah, we've got shows lined up over the summer. I mean, things that could come into play. I mean, we're on the lineup for Nest Fest.
That's going to be great. Like that. Yeah.
So that's cool. And we all have a home in Hawke's Bay, us three. So we always like going back there. But yeah, I think we're just going to keep writing and get a solid sort of group of songs together, under our belt, and yeah, I think it's all quite open, but we definitely want to make more music now that we've got Te Hekinga as a sort of yardstick of like what we're about, you know.
Very exciting. You're going to play a song for us.
Yes,
I'll let you get your guitar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Everyone can enjoy this lovely bit of bed music while you get set up.
I'm pretty quick, it's all
right. Sweet as. All right, whenever you're ready, Arahi.
So I haven't done this one before, ever. Sort of. I mean, this is my baby's like a hurricane, but in Te Reo Māori.
Oh, wicked. So. Take it away.
Kappa, kappa, mai re re.
Oh, that was super beautiful. Thank you so much, Arahi.
No worries.
That was really magic, really special version of that. Thank you for coming in this morning, playing us a beautiful song, having a chat about the gig, which is this Friday. We should remind everybody, big fan, head to Banished Music to get tickets to see Te Toku Toru play. Thank you so much. We'll see you there.
See you later.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.